You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours due to the coronavirus, so KALW is bringing them to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. Today we hear from Oakland author Monica Sook, reading from her book of poetry called A Nail the Evening Hangs On.
It's about my relationship to my family's experiences during the Khmer Rouge regime and what it means to inherit a history of genocide and process intergenerational trauma. This is one of my favorite poems. It's called The Weaver. She threaded the loom with one strand of her long silver hair, which might have kept growing until she was done, which might have fallen out. But I would come in and sit beside her on the cushion without her noticing, and she would continue. Every day I saw this old woman weaving at her loom, rivers and lakes underneath her hair, the bottom full of silt. I could see it if I reached with a comb, and that was when she'd look at me. Under her hair, she kept her oldest son, who was out for a morning swim, with swallows swooping down to touch the water. It made her happy as she worked on silk dresses, and her hair never ran out. Sometimes, when she was tired, she'd tie it up and let all the tired animals around her house drink from her head.
That was Monica Sook reading from her book, A Nail the Evening Hangs On. Find more information about that book and other recent releases by Bay Area authors at kalw.org/newarrivals. While you're there, subscribe to our podcast and listen to Cross Currents wherever and whenever you want.